These days, Philadelphia is home to many startups and most follow a familiar path. A personal passion leads to a one-person business, then growing pains set in. WHYY's Marilyn D'Angelo visits one such homegrown business that's rising to the challenge.
In a storefront bakery just north of Roosevelt Boulevard on 5th Street in Olney, the third shift at Philly Bread is just beginning. At this time of night, the ovens are off, but the prep work is just getting started. In recent months, the company's been growing, and with each day, both bread and employees are in greater demand.
My name is Stephanie Chia. I'm 23, and I've been working here part-time for about a month now, hoping to go full-time.
But there's something drawing them into the artisan bread game, an untraditional career path for city-dwelling millennials.
I think it was an interest in doing something with my hands and creating something and seeing a product from beginning to end. But honestly, I think it's the vision of Philly Bread that really got me committed to this bakery.
2 years ago, Philly Bread was a one-man show. Pete Mertzbacher would bake all night, and during the day, he'd deliver with his bike and bike trailer. He quickly learned how unsustainable his business model was. But his passion for bread and love of baking is what propelled his now thriving Philly bakery forward, despite his initial challenges.
Some children get a guitar in third grade and strum it a little bit, take a couple lessons, and then put it in their closet. And other kids just can't let go of their guitar. Or some kids get a basketball and put it down, and other kids just don't leave the court. I got my hands in the dough with no intention of starting a bakery or being a baker, just with the intention of learning how to make bread, because I'm a curious person and I love food. But I was that guy who got his hands in the dough and just couldn't get it out.
Today, Philly Bread is a 7-day-a-week wholesale business with over a dozen employees. What sets them apart from other bakeries is a step in the process that's always been part of Mertzbacher's vision, one that he couldn't achieve as a one-man show.
Now we have the mill and we're able to put out really great bread 7 days a week at good prices and do it with freshly milled grains.
Mertzbacher and his growing crew now bake for and deliver to about 40 clients, businesses like Weaver's Way, Mariposa, Greens Grow, and Green Isle Grocery, just to name a few, that hold serious weight in the hearts of locavores around the city. And as his client list grows, so does his inner circle. Matt Plax came on at Philly Bread as an apprentice less than a year ago. He offered 1 year to the bakery in exchange for board and pay. Mertzbacher taught Plax everything he knew about the business, but he progressed faster than they both imagined, giving the company skills and energy that it never had before. Plax is now a partner, and the chemistry between the two is a driving force behind the Philly Bread success.
I think we've quickly realized that if there's not something constantly in the oven, like, we're losing out. And as we grow, as the demand for our product grows, and as we're able to keep up with that demand, we're able to keep the oven going all the time. Keep someone there cleaning, keep someone there mixing, keep someone there shaping bread. It's better and better each day.
I love it, and I think I'm good at it, and there's a need out there in Philadelphia. So what better time than now?
Successful businesses don't develop in a vacuum. It's an ever-changing combination of ingredients that lend themselves to a happy and profitable workplace. And as Mertzbacher continues perfecting his recipes, Philly Bread rises to new heights. I'm Marilyn D'Angelo, WHYY News.